So I was talking to Bronson last night, and I was looking at the small scar that hasn't quite healed on his leg. I guess it's not a scar. I mean, it's healing. I think it will eventually go away. If y'all didn't hear me explain this to Kevin one day, so it was this little thing. It seemed real innocuous. It was one of those little half of a rubber ball. Mm. And he got it at the dentist's office. And it's the kind that you depress the top and you push it down. And it goes, wait, there, I had to lick my lips. And it pops up into the air. So it creates suction. So one morning he comes out to see me after he gets it. And he says, I don't know what happened. And he shows me this huge bruise. It was a perfectly circular bruise on his leg and a giant blister in the middle because he had put it on his leg and he had left it there all night long and woke up the next morning. And it's just now starting to get a little bit better. And when I was talking to him last night and I was looking at this scar and I said, well, you know not to do that again, don't you? And he said, yeah, I know I'm never going to do that again. There's a lot of things I've done that I know never to do again. And I was like, what a great approach to mistakes. You know, you don't have to, because he didn't start being sad or being, I wish I hadn't done that. I wish I hadn't made, I'm so sad that I did that. He just said, man, I'm glad that I've done all of these things and I know not to make these same mistakes over and over again. Now, we will sometimes continue to make the same mistake. Sometimes we can see us going down that path. We make an innocuous decision that we think is fine, but we know it's going to cause us problems later on. For instance, let's say you want to get a new hobby going, but it's all the way across town. You sign up for his class. It's all the way across town. Maybe it's going to take you 45 minutes to get there in rush hour. And you know you're going to be stressed out by the time you get there. You're kind of setting yourself up for failure. And that's a failure you might beat yourself up for. So develop strategies before you do something like that so that that doesn't happen. You can sometimes see this coming from a long way away. Also, when you make a mistake, let's say we're going into the weekend. Let's say sometimes you overindulge in alcohol on the weekend and you wake up and you say, oh man, that was terrible. I wish I hadn't done that. Well, the good news is you never have to feel that way again. If you can tell yourself, I don't want to feel this way again. I can prevent myself from making this mistake. And you're the person in control of yourself. I know it's not that easy with things like that all the time. But that's the good thing about making a mistake is once you've made it, you can say, well, I don't want to do this again. I don't want to have this happen again. What can I do to keep this thing from happening again? And I believe in y'all. I believe that you can see the road ahead of you. If you look far enough down the road, you can kind of see where things are going. I hope you make good decisions for yourself. I hope you don't beat yourself up. I hope you look at this and say, oh man, I've made a lot of bad decisions that I know not to do again.
Yeah.
And forgive yourself when you do have a step backward, but know that you can keep going forward.